Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Fan After Dark on 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Went to Jake's and Saxy for the audition. Enjoyed my brief interview and the feedback from Fred and Eric Chiafalo. Shout out to you, my boy. Someone else said, yo, Blake, I just came from the Fan Phenom. I met Mama Kim as Robin Mesquite. Yes, my mom is out there. She texted me. I think she thought I was there. There was a little bit of confusion, so I can't get too mad at her because I was almost going to be there with trying to fill in, but still got to hang out with fan teammates. I feel like it went great, but I do have a question. How many Fan Phenom trials did you attend? Did you go to all of them? Blake did not attend all of the trials. There was four trials every Thursday in August. I only went to two of them. Now, I am not recommending you guys do it. I think you should go to all four and up your chances. The first one I just kind of skipped because I didn't really know that much about it. And after the third one, I had a pretty good feeling that I had, you know, shown what I could do. So I think you should go to all four. On my way home right now from traffic, wish it was 20 minutes so I'm home. Whoever is producing. Okay. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Hello. That means they like
That's the background music.
I think they're saying they like the background music.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
They could hear the beat.
I'll keep the juice coming, man.
Someone said, I hear you, Mr. Producer, with the little Uzi. 469, Luca will be eating Swiss cake rolls and playing NBA 2K by Thanksgiving. Well, apparently you got a rebound, so I don't know if anybody will play NBA 2K. We'll be doing the top five of 10-20 here. If you guys have been following along, been toloing, been a fatty, you know that we've been talking about unorthodox food combinations and just combinations in general. That was stirred by the Frida breast milk flavored ice cream that is sold out, $12.99 a pint. We will be checking back daily to see if we can get, I know Fred's on it as well. So we're going to be checking Frida's site to see if we can get it. It ships nationwide except for Hawaii and Alaska. You're not able to buy it if you live in those places. But if you don't, if you're listening right now and you don't live in Hawaii and Alaska, check Frida.com tomorrow and see if you can get some breast milk flavored ice cream. We'd love to hear your review on it. We're all antsy to get our hands on it. $12.99 for a pint, sold out right now. They do have a brick and mortar store in Brooklyn, and they are upping their pints by the day. I did a little research and it said like August 10th, but up until August 10th, they're going to be adding more and more resources to sell them in-person samples of the breast milk flavored ice cream. 877-881-1053. Text in right now and I'll give you a shout out and I'll read it. If you could make an item that's unorthodox in the same vein of what we've been talking about, what would it be? I'll kick off the list, boys. Honorable mention. And number five, because I think it's a double heater. My honorable mention is going to be Michael Jordan sweat. Michael Jordan, the basketball player, his sweat put in an air freshener. I think people would buy it.
They'd buy it in an auction for sure.
I'm telling you, if someone said, "Hey Blake, you can put an air freshener in your car and you can smell the sweat of one of the greatest competitors ever," and that sweat is just permeating throughout your car. Every time you're driving around, you're excellence. I think people would buy it. That's my million-dollar idea right there. That's my honorable mention, so you can only imagine what my five are. My number five, let's stick with the sports. Let's go to football. The football leather. So you think about the pigskin. Mm-hmm. I am going to get that football leather DNA, and I'm going to get my favorite cologne, mix them together, football leather cologne, so I can smell like the pigskin.
That's like inside of a car, like leather.
But I don't want just any leather. I want a little bit of grit and grime. I want that sitting on the football field leather into a cologne. Mm-hmm. Would you buy it, Tolos? Or am I off my case? So number five for UCA is
apple pie flavored margarita.
Ooh, I'm in that.
You know, they'll come with all kinds of different flavors, margaritas, you know, so why not an apple pie flavor?
I like that a lot. I think dive bars, just cocktail bars, restaurants. If you said we have an apple pie limited
frozen
edition
margarita, by the way.
Ooh, and it's frozen. What kind of rim? Tahini, salt, sugar, none.
I'm a nun person myself.
Okay. I like a tahini rim. Yeah. I'm a tahini rim guy. Two hot starts right there. When you keep up the Jake? Fire, what do you got for us, Jake?
I'm more of a salt guy on my rim, personally. Okay. I went with mustard-flavored cotton candy. Ooh. So the consistency of cotton candy, but the mustard taste.
Mustard on the cotton candy.
Just think of it dissolving on your tongue.
Oh, gosh. I want to puke on the radio. Okay, now, clarify. All the stuff I put on my list, I would actually have. Are you doing things that you would have or you think would sell well?
I'm doing a happy health and a both. We're kind of all over the place with this one, like I usually am. So,
gosh, that sounds disgusting. Mustard-flavored cotton candy would you buy? 877-811-1053.
I will say you and I are on the same wavelength when it comes to professional basketball players used in products. So I'll just leave it at that.
You're number four.
By the way, 517 says Nick and Sam's has an apple crisp margarita.
Okay.
And let's see. Somebody says the apple pie moonshine is amazing. And the 214, Fatty in 214 says, they already sell Sydney Sweeney bathwater. What's the difference in Michael Jordan sweat? Why not?
Come on. I want excellence. I don't want no retired. I don't even know. I was going to make a joke about her, but I don't even know what she does anymore. Give me MJ.
You don't.
What would sell for
more? She got those jeans.
Oh, I know. You can't say that, man. And people get their jeans in a wad. What you got for number four?
My number four, I've got onion and pickle mouthwash.
You throw that. That sounds like some after you ate a barbecue sandwich.
Oh, my. I think Jake is trying to make the most repulsive list ever.
I was, yeah.
Okay, say it one more time.
Onion and pickle flavored mouthwash.
And it would sell out. It would just sell out.
Like when you use mouthwash, I mean, you got to slosh it around a little bit. Like that's hitting every crevice of your mouth.
You definitely got to slosh it. What's something that burns the corners of your lips? Like,
Listerine?
No, like I'm talking about like food products. Like if you get it on your lips, it like burns. I'm trying to think.
Hot sauce
flavored mouthwash. Is there anything else that burns the corners of your mouth? Popcorn? No, that isn't. That just gets stuck in your teeth. All right, CA number four.
My number four is collard greens covered in melted cheese.
Oh, okay. Can you imagine if you went to like Church's Chicken,
I would eat that all the time.
KFC, and they're like, do you like the collard greens covered in melted cheese? And you can
melted
pick your cheese.
Cheddar cheese. It can't be nacho cheese. Melted cheddar cheese.
I would be on that all day. That is a great y'all are killing it. Y'all are killing it so far. I actually
put Parmesan cheese sometimes on my greens.
Out of all the things that we've listed, which one of these items would you buy, Tolos? My number four. So do y'all know the Slap Your Mama seasoning? It's yellow and red.
Oh yeah, we got some at the house.
Sure, Dylan does.
You're a fatty, you got that joke.
Yeah. She's from Mexico, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's the best season in the game as far as just like quick seasoning, kind of a do-it-all-in-one seasoning. So I'm going to get that DNA, and I'm going to put it into a spray can, and I can spray wherever I am because it's a seasoning. Why not make it a spray? I'm making chicken.
Oh, like
I can spray it on. No. Not an air freshener.
Oh, I got you.
Like if you're doing cooking spray.
I got you. Like olive oil or something.
Olive oil.
Yeah.
I'm putting into a spray version. So I'm really not making a new product. I'm just redistributing the packaging.
Right.
But I think it could be a $1 million idea. I'm tired of drizzling seasoning, putting a little too much, not enough. What if it was in spray form?
It's kind of like somebody saying, you know what? Suntan lotion, let's make a spray.
Let's do it. So that's my number four. My number three. Mm-hmm. And this one is sitting next to me. And so it spurred this idea.
Gatorade?
I went with orange Gatorade lip balm. And the reason you might be saying, Blake, that makes no sense. What are little kids all day? They've got that little ring around their mouth from drinking
Kool-Aid or something.
Kool-Aid, Gatorade flavored drinks.
Hawaiian Punch.
And it's disgusting, right? But what if we got the best DNA from said sports drink? Donate the kids, not the car.
Donate the kids, not the car.
That was me yesterday on G-Bag. Shout out G-Bag of the Day every day at 2:20 and 5:40.
Did you donate the kids?
I didn't donate any kids. And if you know me, I don't want any kids. No baby mamas over here.
That you know of.
That I know of. No one's hit me up. I haven't had any scares.
Any guy under the age of 30. How many kids get none?
Knock on wood over there. But imagine you had a lip balm. Like you're putting your Aquaphor on. What's another lip balm company? Anybody know? What's the yellow and red one?
Burt's Bees?
Oh, Burt's Bees.
Burt's Bees. But instead it says orange Gatorade flavor. And you get to get yourself ready, moisturize the lips with that. I think that's a phenomenal idea. Let me know if you guys agree. CA, your number three is?
You know, it's got to be crispy bacon, but it's a thicker bacon, but you put dark chocolate all over it. You drizzle it in dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate bacon.
Yep.
Okay. So that would be DCB. Dark chocolate bacon.
DCB.
There we go. Jake, number three.
As opposed to a BBL.
I'm gonna take two off of Jet's list for this one. So honorable mention, lawn clipping salad.
Lawn clippings.
Okay. Back it up.
Salad?
So we're talking about a salad.
Yep.
That you get at the lawnmower.
With lawn clippings.
That's what I'm eating.
That's what you're eating.
Okay.
What? Are you a rabbit?
And salad's already one of those.
I was eating it.
Salad's already one of those things that's out of the ground. That's already exactly. Some people are turned on to, whatever. But now we're just going to throw the whole lawn in there. I like it. You know what? I'm with it. Lawn clippings, carrots.
I'm not eating crabgrass.
Someone said yellow and red is CarMax.
It is CarMax.
That's actually what I was thinking of when I was talking about the yellow and red. Shout out to CarMax.
But Burt's Bees is also great stuff.
What else you got for us, Jake?
All right. So number three, this one's also from Jet. Sharpie cologne. Sharpie scented cologne.
Oh, yeah.
Scented cologne.
Yeah, if you ever smell a Sharpie, it's powerful.
I don't mind that. That would be like an oud. That'd be a very strong cologne. Which Sharpie color? Which color are we going with? Which color in the palette? I feel like that's going to change the profile of the scent.
I'm thinking just the regular one.
Yeah. What's a regular Sharpie?
Like yellow,
black? Yellow or black?
Cherry, yellow. What do we? What's the? I don't even know what the natural color of a Sharpie
is. It's either black or yellow.
Pick a color, Jet.
I'm just going original black. Good old black Sharpie.
You heard that original black. Jet knows what's up. Is it still your turn or is it our turns? I don't know. Was that Jet's? Are you on number three yet?
I'm on number two.
Okay, read your number two.
My number two is LeBron's bathwater flavored soda.
Stop.
Flavored soda?
Soda.
So he took it another step. Not just his bathwater, but now we're going to put his bathwater into a soda. So that's Sydney Sweeney to a whole new level. If Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soda and LeBron's bathwater soda Tolos, which one would you buy?
You know my answer.
Are you buying maybe the greatest basketball player ever, or maybe in your eyes, if you think one of the most beautiful women ever?
Dude, if you get the LeBron flavored soda, bathwater flavored soda, is the diet version called a brownie.
Ooh, this is why we have CA on the show for the witty jokes. Just CA, thinking. Let's see if your jokes are as good as your list. What's number two for you?
And by the way, Tolo texted in and said, and I've never heard, I want to know where I can find it then. 571 says, chocolate covered bacon is already a thing and it is delicious. I want some, so please text me where I can get some. Number two, I've got candied yam on a stick because I love candied yam. And I love sweet potato soup, but not potato, not a pumpkin.
I'm talking
about candy yam.
I'm mad at you, CA, because you said your list, you didn't know what to come up with. None of these things sounds appetizing. Your list is making me hungry.
Yeah.
Your list is good. Candy yams on a steak? On a stick?
On a stick. like a corn dog.
I thought you said a steak.
No, that's too easy. That's nothing. That's what you order in a meal. No, on a stick like a...
Like a candy bar.
No, not a candy. Well, candy bar or even
lollipop,
or like a corn dog,
a kebab.
that changes my list a little bit.
Somebody said, "Would the LeBron bathwater make your heart fall out if you drank it?"
Possibly. Might also make you win 4 championships. Number two for me. Let's go back to fun things: cookies and cream. Think of favorite combo in the world. Let's get cookies and cream sunscreen. You're going out to the tropics. You want to make sure you don't get a sunburn. But who wants aloe vera or basic beach bum or whatever it's called?
Is it grainy?
It's going to look gray on you. But
I said grainy.
Oh, what do you mean grainy?
When you rub it on, does it feel like...
Yeah, you're going to feel the crumbles of the cookie. And the more you rub it in, the more it goes into your skin. If you leave it on, it'll just be kind of a gray hue. But you'll feel it. There'll be a little bit of haptic feedback while putting on the sunscreen. Cookies and cream sunscreen for number two. And number one, for me, two of my favorite things, French fries and Reese's
Pieces.
Cups. Reese's Pieces flavored French fries. You're getting a chocolate peanut butter cooked French fry. Sign me up tomorrow. That's my number one. CA, what you got for number one?
Number one, give me a street taco.
Okay.
It could be Fuel City. It could be anybody. Street taco covered in honey.
Ooh, covered in honey. I haven't thought about putting honey on my taco.
Nobody has. But you like a sopapilla, it's just... Like, instead of dessert, just like put that on. Did you put honey on a super pizza?
CA, this might be one of your best lists. Ooh. And you didn't even know going into what you're going to put. You came up with this last second. This might be one of your best lists. Mm. Jake, keep up the good energy. Take us home.
I got us. All right. So we talked about things that burn earlier. Mm-hmm. My number one, hot sauce flavored aftershave.
Ooh, that is selling out tomorrow. Hot sauce flavored aftershave. Ouchie, what a banger.
Ouchie. Splash, splash.
Well, if you're not hungry after our list, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you smoked a little Oski Woski, and this is going to be your munchies, and you're going to make some of these meals that me, CA, and new guy Jake have made. You would not be wrong if you did. Just give us a little shout out if you end up making this meal tonight. Hey, I was inspired by the Fan After Dark.
We got a fatty Tolo says, hey, 214 says, hey, that LeBron bathwater soda, it got extra ingredients in it.
What are those extra ingredients and what has happened on the show?
You can play ball till you're 40.
We'll wrap this up and get you home next on the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.